Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show with Ben Harrington, who's a leading business journalist and editor at the Beaterville website. How are you today, Ben?
Very well, thank you, Zach.
Okay, lots going on, we hope.
Plenty going on.
Despite the efforts of Lord Miners, who was discussing M&A and takeovers or non-takeovers on Radio
4. Is that on Radio 4 this morning?
Radio 4 this morning, yes. He had an open one, he had an open, he could say whatever he liked, and he did.
I'm afraid I missed that.
I wish I'd missed it as well, actually. It dampened my ardour for M&A, but I'm sure that you will revive it.
Well, yes, plenty going on this morning. Vodafone announcing a merger of its Indian division with Idea Cellular in India. That's been sort of coming down the track for quite some time. Story sort of leaked about a month ago or so. The deal's sort of been finalised and announced this morning, so that's quite interesting. And also this morning, the FT talking a bit about Wood Group and AMEC. I don't know if you recall, last week they announced a merger, which was a bit of a surprise because it hadn't leaked. See the FT, a former colleague of mine, Natalie Thomas. Who I worked with at Telegraph a few years ago, having a bit of a stab at looking at whether there are any counterbidders on that situation, either for Wood Group or AMEC. There has been a bit of speculation that perhaps somebody could come in because Wood Group shares have actually not traded particularly well since. Since the deal was announced, so there's the speculation that either potentially you could see an activist come in and try to break up the deal, or you could see another party coming in to buy either Wood Group or AMEC. The FT having a stab at that this morning here down here. In case it's not in shot, is that in the shot? I think it is. Yeah, this story here. Talking about. SNC-Lavalin, which a few years ago bought Kent's Group,
I remember that.
Petrofac, yeah. In fact, I broke that story. Well, I broke the story about Kent's Group receiving takeover approaches,
did, yes.
Yeah, in the Mail on Sunday. SNC-Lavalin, which is a Canadian company, and Petrofac, another UK-listed company, taking a look at buying parts of the newly merged company if they're forced into doing disposals.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah. It seems the impression is that Wood Group may, the cynical argument with Wood Group's bitten off a little bit more than it can chew.
Right, yes. Hence the reason why there's a bit of why the shares have sort of come down a bit, and there's a bit of speculation about whether an activist might come in as well. But essentially, whilst they had a stab at trying to see whether there are any counterbidders out there in that piece, the sort of second to last or penultimate paragraph effectively it seems to be downplaying that idea as well. People with knowledge of SNC's or SNC-Lavalin's thinking say that they're not interested in buying all of AMEC, but was looking for any assets that might be sold. So I think that's definitely a situation to keep an eye on, at least, because there seems to be quite a few moving parts there.
Okay, great.
But coming back to, because obviously we do sort of review of the Sunday papers, so the big story over the weekend, and I'll just bring up the Sunday Times, was that in shot? Yeah, just about, I think, was the story about Unilever selling off or looking at selling off Flora and Stork as part of its sort of strategic review. That story was also, the Sunday Telegraph carried that story as well. Obviously we're still waiting for the final details around that. So in terms of what the strategic or the completion of the strategic review will contain. But obviously that's an idea that's being circulated at the moment. So let's see whether that actually happens. But I thought it was a good story by Peter Evans and Dan Dunkley of the Sunday Times. and also within the Sunday Times, there was a piece by John Collingridge, talking about Admiral Group, which and in the Inside the City section of the paper, which if I can just get that up here, and within that, his sort of sign-off in that piece is talking about how Admiral Group could be a takeover target for a company such as Geico, which is, I think, backed by Warren Buffett. And that's quite interesting because he was speculating in that column about Admiral being a takeover target. And on Saturday, in the Financial Times market report on Saturday, they were also noting rumours that Swiss Re, the Swiss insurance company, has been looking for a potential acquisition. And they were speculating around Prudential and Admiral, and also, So interesting to see that being speculated in the FT market report on Saturday, and then again in the Sunday Times Inside the City column on Sunday about Admiral, basically.
So recent regulatory changes or government changes puts Admiral on the back foot or a little bit more.
I'm not sure whether it's to do with the regulatory changes.
Right, so just a sectoral
there just seems to be a growing amount of speculation about another transaction happening in the UK insurance sector.
Excellent. Okay.
How much time have we got left?
We're out of time, so we'll have to go for whatever.
We're talking about, well, if we're going to finish off, we'll talk a bit about some speculation. So connected to that, there was also some speculation doing the rounds about a company in the US called Hartford Financial Services. So I'm looking into a story about that.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes.
And M&A story.
If you report back on that or not. But in the meantime, Ben Harrington, business journalist and editor at the Beattaville website, thank you very much for coming in today.
Great, thanks for having me.